Proclamation number 6286, dated the June 16th, 1955. Fight against longings and passions. Deaden your every longing and you will mature in the shortest possible time. If you have the will to become perfect, everything that is still pulling you down into the abyss is to be overcome, and this concerns all longings and passions which still adhere to you from the time of your preliminary development, and which still cause you so much trouble because my adversary influences you through these instincts and longings and thereby intends to prevent your return to me. But these instincts and longings are an obstacle for your union with me, because they are ungodly attributes which a perfect being cannot have, and which therefore first have to be overcome before the union with me can take place. The human being has to fight against every craving for material things, for this always involves a greed to own something which belongs to my adversary's realm, which therefore merely serves to satisfy the senses, regardless of what it is. As soon as a person's physical senses delight in it, they are longings which find earthly fulfillment. This includes everything that provides the person with a sense of physical well-being, if it is actively pursued by the person himself and therefore lacks the foundation for spiritual endeavor, the realization that all earthly things are transient. I will also endow people with earthly possessions and their earthly life, too, will be blessed and offer them everything, and that in abundance, as soon as I recognize their spiritual aspiration, as soon as their love applies to me and I am their first goal. Then my love will give to them abundantly, and even their earthly life will be blessed and offer them everything because it will no longer harm them, since it will not captivate their senses. However, as soon as a human being still has a powerful desire for earthly pleasures, possessions and stimulation, he has to fight it, for these longings are my adversary's weapon which frequently help him to be victorious. Nevertheless, the human being will not become unfit for life on this earth, his strength will grow but he will utilize it differently. He will want to work spiritually and only find satisfaction therein, yet instantly slow down if he sets his sights on the world again and sees something that he desires to own. This is why the kingdom of heaven suffers violence and the violent take it by force. Single quote: Earth is the kingdom of the fallen spirits, it is my adversary's realm. Anyone who seriously thinks about this will also know that everything desirable in the material world always requires the payment of tribute to him and that everyone who pays this tribute also belongs to him. He will also know that there cannot be any compromises between myself and him, that I want you completely and that a human being who still has his eye on my adversary's kingdom will hardly reach me. You should not allow yourselves to be captivated by the world, you have to exercise self-control with the things that still appear desirable to you, and you then seriously have to suppress your cravings for them, you ought not to give in to them, but you may enjoy without reservations what I bestow upon you myself. You may be pleased with what you receive without having greedily aspired for it, what my love gives to you because you belong to me, because you have recognized the purpose of earthly life and are now willing to be of service to me. But be content with it and stifle every arising craving and always recognize in it a trap set by my adversary to win you back for himself. Without an inner struggle you will not be victorious over him, but if your endeavor applies to me then you need not fight any longer. Then the world will no longer attract you, then your learning will aim towards heaven, then matter will have lost its power over you, then you will learn to despise it, it will have to be of service to you because you will have become its master. Amen.